We're doing the games.
So then I went to the east side of Commerce City, which is pretty close to Aurora area. There's a park out there that the gangs hang out. And I was going to go to their homes because it was still a little cold, but not bad. But I saw them at the park. And I saw these two gangs facing each other, but they were just talking. There was no weapons drawn, no baseball bats, no nothing. They were just talking. And I know those two gangs. The gang that I did know wasn't there. And so, because I was looking for the new gang that had moved into Denver. But I knew these two gangs. When I went over there and I pulled up on them, the two leaders pointed towards me. And they said, that's Sonny. I could tell that that's what they said because they both waved at me. And then I got out of my pickup and pulled my tailgate down. And five of the boys ran from one gang, ran right to me. Hey, Sonny, you don't have to take that cooler off, man. Like, we'll help you. We'll get that cooler down because we could sure use a Dr. Pepper right now, man. Like, we've been waiting for it. I said, hey, man, I noticed there's two gangs here. You guys talking? You're not fighting. And they said, no, man, we're done fighting, man. Like, those Christmas cards you gave us to give to our families, because that rocked our world, man. Because we started writing down stuff for our mom and dads, and we just started crying. Like, that really wrecked us, man. Like, and they said, we have a surprise for you. But he goes, you know, when I started writing down that Christmas, I made up a song for my mom and dad and I wrote it down. And he goes, I told my mom and dad that I'm sorry for what I've done, because if I don't forgive, God himself won't forgive me. And he goes, I'm asking for forgiveness, but if you don't want to forgive me, that's between you and God now. At least I already asked for forgiveness. But he made up a song that went with all that. And he has an amazing voice. I wouldn't be surprised if someday he's going to make it big, because God's going to use him. But so I went to the leaders and I said, so what were you guys discussing? And they said, can God really forgive all our sins? Because, man, we have a lot of them. We've done a lot of bad things. We made a lot of bad choices. And we've been angry with our dads forever, man. Like, we need to forgive them for what they've done to us. Like, and a lot of it was what we've done to the family, too. They said, but all of us went back to our families and asked for forgiveness and told them that we're sorry for what we've done. And then he says, this happened last week. And he said, and we told our parents to meet us here at 2:30. And then here comes all these cars. And I'm like, he said, Sonny, we haven't been a gang, like, active gangs on the streets for about 2 weeks now, because we wanted to make sure our hearts were ready and our hearts were transformed, like you said, before we went home. But we wouldn't make things right with our parents first before we did anything else. And so we're having our families come here. So, and then all the families started showing up, and I would say 65% of the families were Christians, but the other ones weren't.
Let me guess, the gang leaders, both their families were Christian.
Yes, yes. The both parents of the two leaders, true Christians, they loved the Lord. And they, so we waited. And I kept praying with the people that were coming in and talking to them. And I was waiting for all the parents to get there. And then once they all got there, then I got all the boys to the front. And then I asked those of you parents and family members that want to accept Jesus Christ in your heart and want your names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, come to the front. And you should have seen the parents coming and their siblings, you know, the boys' siblings came already crying. And then when they all asked for forgiveness of all their sins, and I told them, do you believe that Jesus came here for us? Do you believe that he was the Son of God? Do you believe that he rose again? Because if they don't believe in that, man, they gotta, and even if they don't know about God, they gotta believe in something like that, because they heard it. I know they have. But they all believed. And so when they asked for forgiveness from all their sins, they started crying. And then they asked God to come in their hearts, and that's when the transformation started. And how they were hugging their boys and hugging each other was, it was so beautiful. It was just incredible to see how God works in the midst of all of that. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. By asking for forgiveness, God changes everything. And so, when these two gangs, those total 78 gang members that gave their hearts to God, that's between two gangs, and you should have seen, there was over 300 people there. But just to see everybody crying and hugging, and they were exchanging numbers, and the beautiful thing about that is the families that were Christians were sharing, hey, this is where we go to church, maybe you guys should come with us, and there's the incredible discipleship in that church. The youth group is amazing. Like, they don't point fingers, man. They just serve the Lord. And it was beautiful to see. It was incredible. God gets the victory, man. He gets all the glory for that. And the two leaders spoke up. They got on top of my truck on the bed, and they said, we just love Sonny. He's been ministering to us for a year and a half. And he has never given up on us. Never. If we pushed him around, we've thrown him on the ground, and he still told us that Jesus loved us. And he still, hey, man, I forgive you guys. You can do whatever you want. I don't care. I still forgive you and love you, just like my King has loved me and forgiven me. And that just changed their world. Like, and God did it. God did it all. It was beautiful to see. And I tell you, when they finally surrender to God, you can see the change in their lives right away. Like, their hearts just gets transformed. It was beautiful.
This is the first gang that ever did that, huh?
Yeah.
Had their parents call before?
Yeah.
It
was the first time. And they wanted to surprise me with all the parents. And they showed up at the same time. It was
that would have
perfect.
Been a surprise.
It was cars everywhere. It was beautiful.
All because of a Christmas card.
Is this the chain for this?
No, it's this one over here.